I'm Mary Ollie Newman for WUTC. A mother of a murdered soldier has found healing through songwriting. Lance Corporal Squire Skip Wells died in last year's terrorist attacks on a Chattanooga military center. His mother, Kathy Wells, worked with Nashville songwriters to create her song, Tennessee Blood. WUTC's Michael Edward Miller has this conversation with Kathy Wells, along with excerpts of her song.
This is a story about a single mother who devoted her life to protecting and providing for her son until the day terrorism forced her to say goodbye. It's also a story about the joys and the hardships of a military career. Kathy Wells joined the Navy when she was in her early 20s. Now, she came from a military family. Her dad was in the Air Force, her grandfathers were both in World War II, but she wasn't exactly prepared for life on a ship.
I can't swim. I mean, I can tread water, and I managed to pass the swimming part of boot camp, but I don't swim.
She'd never been out on the ocean before. She got seasick a lot. She carried around a black trash bag in case she had to, you know, call out to the SEALs. But it wasn't all bad. Stopping at ports around the world, that was like a vacation.
It was fun at the time.
What was kind of like a typical day like on the ship?
Painting and cleaning. That's all pretty much the lower petty officers did. Cleaning the head.
What is the head?
The bathroom.
So that's where that phrase comes from.
Yes.
Why did you decide to go into the Navy?
The Air Force wouldn't take me. I had some incidences when I was younger, and the Navy said, what you got? And I told him what I had, and he says, we'll get you to sign a waiver. Come on in. I served four complete one term, and then I re-enlisted for a next one. So it's just a partial, and then the ship decommissioned, and I had my son.
All his father gave him was life and a name. I was a single mom learning to play little boy games.
That's really interesting. Do they have, like, a plan for that? Do they have daycare on these ships or anything like that, or is it just...
No.
No?
No. And really, that's how the military works.
I left the Navy when my tour was done. Dog named Dakota, me and my year-old son.
After she got out of the Navy, the question was, how would she support herself and her son? She married the baby's father, but it didn't work out. Divorced and unemployed, she moved to Marietta, Georgia, near Atlanta, so her parents and sisters could help with her son. Her next career was pretty unexpected.
I ended up getting a job as a cashier at Publix supermarkets. Worked there for a few years, and then somebody had approached me. Actually, my old high school bus driver approached me, and Skip was in elementary school. She told me, she says, you should come drive a bus. I said, I can't drive one of those. They're too big. She says, if I can do it, you can do it. So I ended up applying, and that's what I do now. And I did that so that I could spend more time with Skip. He was in elementary school, so my days off and his day off, he could be on the bus with me. So it worked out.
Oh, that's a really good idea, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It worked out. So anytime there was a snow day, I didn't have to go to work and try to find a sitter for him. I was always there. And if I wasn't, you know, I did have my parents. Between my parents and my sisters, they say it takes a village to raise a child. Okay, well, that was his little village. My dad was his role model as far as a father goes.
So his grandfather basically was more like his father.
Yes, but a fun dad, you know, the way a grandpa's supposed to be. Oh, yeah. You know, and then he'd give him back to me, and I'm like, you know, you're not helping.
It was my.
He was so happy. Skip didn't miss out on anything. He got everything he needed and everything he wanted. He was the only child, the only grandchild, so he was spoiled rotten. The plan was that he was going to go to college and then maybe teach, something like that. didn't make the grades. He went ahead and joined the Marines and said, well, I'll get the Marines to pay for it. He went into the reserves, and once he finished boot camp, he's like, I kind of like this.
What was he doing in the Marines specifically?
Blowing shit up. He loved it. He was a cannoneer. He loved it so much that when he was home, he would volunteer with the Kennesaw Mountain Battlefield, the Living Histories, and he would play the part of Civil War soldiers on the cannon crew. So he played the role of the old cannons in the Civil War and compared it to the new ones that we use now. So he really liked blowing stuff up.
I mean, that's like every little boy's dream.
Yeah, and he was just a kid. He was a kid.
When I talk about how he made me laugh, it makes me cry. It makes me so mad. He was only with me for a little while. I miss that smile. Lord, I miss my child. Skip, I'll see you in my dreams. I'll be waiting here for my baby blue Marie.
And July 16th, I mean, I think many people in Chattanooga didn't even know we had a reserve center out on Amnicola. It was just kind of hidden away. Can you tell me about that day, how that day started off for you?
Well, actually, he came home the Wednesday before. He said he wanted some meals. He was there for 2 weeks doing what they call an ADOS, which is like an temporary assigned duty. He came home, said he wanted some food. He was hungry. I'm like, okay. So my mother and I went to the store, bought all this stuff. I stood out in the grilled all this steak and chicken and made him spaghetti. I did the whole nine yards, packed it all up, put it in the bag, and we've sent him off in the truck with his dinners. He had enough to get through the 2 weeks. And Thursday morning, I got up. Okay. My parents had just left to go to Florida for a wedding, so I had the whole house to myself. I'm sitting there. I said, I think I'll get the, you know, I got my little kiddie pool. I'm going to go sit in my little kiddie pool. And I'm not doing anything. About 11:02, I get a text from Skip that I still have on my phone. Active shooter. And I'm like, where? He said, here inside. And I'm like, inside what? He said, HTC, which is the training command.
A deadly shooting today in Chattanooga, Tennessee. A gunman opened fire at two military-related facilities.
There are far more questions than answers this morning in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
On July 16th, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz opened fire at a recruiting office and a Naval Reserve Center, killing four Marines and wounding one sailor who later died.
And I flipped on the news, went to CNN or whatever, Fox or whatever it was I was watching. Turned on the news and just watched to see what was going on.
Lance Corporal Squire K. Wells, also known as Skip, was from Marietta, Georgia. In high school, Wells was part of the junior ROTC program. He played clarinet in the school band and the church orchestra.
I left him alone. I did not text any further. That was the last I'd heard from him. I knew, being military, that if there's an active shooter, they've got protocol. There's things they have to do. So I knew that. So I knew to leave him alone, let him do his work, let everybody do what they need to do. He's fine. When he's done and he's free, he'll call me. He'll let me know. A teacher friend of mine called me. She kept texting me. She says, can I come over? No, I'm fine. Can I come over? Really, no, I'm fine. About maybe 4:30, 4:45. She says, can I please come over now? By this time, I still have no idea what's going on. And I said, fine. So she came over, and I think it was 5:42. She's sitting in my mom's chair. She has a bird's eye view out the front door. She sees the black minivan come down the street. She says, "Don't move." I said, "Okay." And then she sees the Marines come walking up the driveway. She gets up and opens up the door. She says, "No, you've got the wrong house. You've got the wrong house." And that's when I knew. After that, I don't have much memory. I know there were people at the house. I have no idea who it was.
The bells tolled five times for the five service members who were killed. Across downtown Chattanooga, churches and chapels participated in this moment of remembrance for Navy Petty Officer Randall Smith and four Marines, Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan, Sergeant Carson Holmquist, Staff Sergeant David Wyatt, and Lance Corporal Squire Wells. The first funeral happens Friday.
The funerals that happened here, I mean, we had literally thousands of people coming out for those. I've lived here my whole life and never seen anything like that. What was it like in Marietta?
There was a memorial that we put together. I didn't have anything to do with it, but they put it together at the school shortly after, and there were about 8,000 in attendance. I don't think that stadium's ever seen 8,000 people.
All his father gave him was life and a name. I was a single mom learning to play little boy games. I left the Navy when my tour was done. A dog named Dakota, me and my year-old son. We went back to Georgia where I grew up. Till the day he died, it was home to the two of us. It was Mom and Pa.
You played the song for me on your phone. What do you think when you hear the song? I mean, it's not finished yet, the recording of it, but just this kind of early demo version of it when you're hearing that.
It says exactly how we all live. You know, it was just me and Ma and Pa and Skip. My sisters, of course, but it said just exactly how we were.
How are you doing now, just dealing with all this in general?
I have my good days and I have my bad days. Usually I'll sit, I have the television on, I'm not even looking at it. I'm looking at the digital pictures that I've got of him. You know, and I just, why? We got murderers on the streets, we got child abusers, rapists, and all these people are doing harm. These five men, and in all the other attacks that have ever happened, people weren't doing anything wrong. They were having a good time. These five men were protecting us. And they couldn't protect themselves.
What do you want the world to know about Skip, your son?
How great of a kid he was. His smile. He was so fun. Always laughing. But his smile. He had a fabulous smile. He was a mama's boy. And I don't care what anybody says about that. There's nothing wrong with that. But he was just a baby. He was just a kid. He hadn't even begun.
Every day I put on this face that tells the world that I'm okay. But every night when I come home and I sit here all alone and close my eyes, and it's Ma and Pa, Skip and me, 21 years. Blood.
That was Minnie Murphy singing Tennessee Blood. Kathy Wells wrote it along with Don Goodman and Steve Dean, two Nashville songwriters who are part of Operation Song. Operation Song is a nonprofit organization that helps military members and their families and veterans through music therapy. The song Tennessee Blood is finished now, and you can hear the complete studio version online at WUTC.org. I'm Michael Edward Miller for WUTC 88.1 FM.